Trifina and Trifosa, where are you when I need you? Trifina and Trifosa. Ba 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 da bow. Oh, Trifina and Trifosa. Oh, they're long gone. They're turned to dust. But we'll see them again someday. Yes, we will. We will see Trifina and Trifosa, as well as Nympha, someday. Part of the Ecclesia at Rome and Ephesus and wherever they are. Wherever you may be, Trifina and Trifosa, I greet you with a holy kiss. A holy kiss. Stop. No, it's holy. It's separated unto God. Do not incriminate me. We are going to talk about the sure foundation. There is a foundation that stands. And I thank God it does, because the building upon which the foundation is has been shattered and destroyed. Did you know that Paul once called the ecclesia of God the house of God? 1 Timothy 3:15. Now in God's house, here's how you behave. And at one time, that organized church back there that Paul started was a house of God. And you often hear that phrase today. Which house of God do you worship at? Or if you refuse to end the sentence with a preposition, at which house of God do you worship? You know, who cares? It's not about a house. And that was destroyed back in early after Paul's death. The apostasy set in wholesale, and that's why Paul's writing Timothy to hold fast. Don't be dissuaded from the truth and stand firm to with the scriptures. Stand firm upon the scriptures. The solid foundation is the word of God, but even beneath that, the solid foundation is Christ. And we're going to go to 2 Timothy 2, starting with verse 19, as soon as I find it. 2 Timothy 2:19. Here we go. Howbeit, well, you know, before it doesn't make sense to start a sentence with howbeit, because it relates to what went before it. We have a couple guys. I told you about these guys before, Hymenaeus and Philetus. They're irreverent, and their word will spread as gangrene. Verse 15, Paul says to endeavor to present yourself to God qualified, an unashamed worker, correctly cutting the word of truth. A worker in the word of truth. That is critical today. And you're listening to me because you found me trustworthy in that I correctly cut the word of truth and I work in it. All you have to do is look at my Bible. I'm on my second one because my first one was worn to tatters, especially in Paul's letters. So Paul's telling Timothy, endeavor to present yourself to God, qualified, unashamed worker, correctly cutting the word of truth, yet from profane prattling stand aloof. We all hate profane prattlings. Again, I told you, there's the only thing worse than prattling is a profane prattling. For they will be progressing to more irreverence, and their word will spread as gangrene. Everybody knows what gangrene is. It's a creeping evil. It eats your flesh and destroys it. And as Mark Twain used to say, the error, the lie, has traveled several times around the earth while the truth is still tying its shoes. Error spreads like gangrene. People wonder why I'm so mean. I'm not mean. I'm just adamant. We have to make sure that we establish you in the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because a little bit of error spreads a long way. It travels fast. Jesus compared it to leaven. A little bit of leaven leavens the whole lump of dough. Leaven is a bad thing in the scripture, always. And we got these two guys, Hymenaeus and Philetus, who were swerving as to the truth. They weren't maybe going off the cliff, but they swerved enough to make Paul nervous, saying that the resurrection had already occurred. Well, sounds like a little thing. Not really. It means that we don't have a future expectation. Now, Paul says that this was subverting the faith of some, subverting it, making a ruins, making a wreck of it. Boy, I love that word, wreck. It's a horrible word, but you gotta like it. Wrecked their faith. That's a serious thing. I don't want that to happen to you. Now, that's where now we have a context that all these people are getting wrecked in the faith because of false teaching, taking away their expectation. The resurrection has already occurred? That means you missed it, morons. How stupid can you be? Hymenaeus and Philetus, these guys must have been very persuasive. They must have written poetry about this or sang songs about it. The resurrection has already occurred, and so your faith is all in vain. I can't imagine how you could swallow this doctrine unless it was written in a happy tune or somehow put in verse, poetry, decorated with flowers. How could you believe that garbage? Now, Paul is desperate to tell you this in verse 19. Howbeit, the solid foundation of God stands, and in a day of apostasy, this is all you have left. And here's the foundation. Having this seal, the Lord knew those who are his. Let everyone who is naming the name of the Lord withdraw from injustice. The injustice of the context is not criminal activities. It's swerving as to the truth. God knows those who are his, and there are some who are still his. Even though this is an era of apostasy, this solid foundation stands. You are not alone. But the deception, again, is so close to the truth that only God knows those who are his. But he does tell his secrets to us, the saints, and you will be introduced to fellow believers, to those who also believe the truth. And when you meet them, you're going to join with them in spirit, and it's going to be instantaneous, and you gather around the scriptures correctly cut. You gather around teachers. They gather around a common intelligence. Can I say that? I can? Good, because I really want to say it. This truth satisfies the intellect. That's why, again, in 2 Timothy, we're concentrating on the scriptures. There are two main verses in this whole book. It talks about correctly cutting the word of truth, and all scripture is inspired by God. Have we gotten there yet? No, that's 3:16. All scripture is inspired by God, beneficial for teaching, for exposure, for correction, for discipline and righteousness, that the man of God, the human of God, we're not just talking about males here, you women are in on this, especially Tryphena and Tryphosa, may be equipped, fitted out for every good act. So we have 2 Timothy 3:16, and we have 2:15. Endeavor to present yourself to God, qualified, an unashamed worker, correctly cutting the word of truth. So in conjunction with the foundation that is Christ, we have the foundation that's the word of God. And we know Paul completed the word of God. So Christ is our foundation. Now, Paul talks in another place. Let me get back to the book here. Oh, I got to tell you this. You're complete in Christ. Did you know that? No? Nobody ever told you that? Man, that's an oversight. Colossians 2:10. You're complete in him, and that's your foundation. In 1 Corinthians 3:11, Paul said, "For no other foundation can be laid other than what has been laid, which is Jesus Christ." He's your foundation. Now, it's true, teachers, we build. Who's texting me when in the middle of my show? I'll have to find out about this later. We build on this foundation, but there's only one foundation, that's Christ. And when the house of God from 1 Timothy 3:15 was destroyed, no problem. The foundation is Christ. I saw a sign once in a town of Greenwich, Ohio. It said, because it was on, what was it? It was Veterans Day. Because they served, you are free to worship. You know, that's really bad. I mean, look, I appreciate what our armed servicemen and women have done to make sure that I can go to the store and buy peanut M&Ms if I need to. We're a free country, relatively speaking, for now. But you don't have to die to keep something or gain something that I can't lose. That is freedom to worship. My freedom to worship, in other words, doesn't rely on a building, doesn't need to happen in a building. They died so that you're free to worship. It was on a church sign. In other words, I can go to the church because the soldiers fought and died for me, but I don't need to worship God in a church because the foundation, that's what's built on the foundation. Churches are in ruins, even in Paul's day, and the foundation, you just wreck the church, so what? An enemy comes in, God forbid, Islam, radical Islam, they destroy all our churches. That's not going to affect my worship one bit because there's no other foundation that can be laid apart from Jesus Christ. And Paul says that the foundation of God stands, and it has this seal. The Lord knows those who are his. The Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone naming the name of the Lord withdraw from injustice. What injustice am I talking about? Again, I'm not talking about robbing the 7-Eleven. I'm talking about the injustice that takes place in the building, that supposedly I need to be there in order to worship, and that the soldiers protect my right to worship, and don't need any of that. You wipe it all out, and you have a foundation, which is Christ. It's invisible, but it's in your It's in you deeply. It's part of the Spirit. Who can take that from you? Nobody can take that from you. I want to talk about the wheat and the tares, the darnel, in Matthew 13, because this is what's happening today. There are weeds being sown among the good seed, and the weeds are those like Hymenaeus and Philetus who swerve as to the truth. And it's very serious to make one little mistake. Take ion, for instance, the word ion. One little word, they translated eternity, and you've just shoved a wrench into the spinning wheel of God's revelation, and the whole machine goes off the track. I mixed about 10 metaphors there. That's okay. 11? I don't care. Matthew 13:24. Another parable he places before them, saying, likened was the kingdom of the heavens to a man sowing ideal seed in his own field. You might say this was like in the days of Paul, when Paul taught and a bunch of people got it in Asia. They eventually forsook it. Nevertheless, there was a time when there was ideal seed sown in the field. Yet while the men are drowsing, an enemy came and sows darnel. This is a weed. It's noxious. It spreads like gangrene, just like the words of Hymenaeus and Philetus. Sows darnel over amidst the grain and came away. Now when the blade germinates and produces fruit, then appeared also the darnel. There was a problem with this. Verse 27, Matthew 13. Now approaching the slaves of the householders said, Lord, do you not sow ideal seed in your field? Whence then has it darnel? They spoke funny back then. I don't know why. Did you not? Whence then has it darnel? I would have just gone up and said, hey, I think you put wheat in here, but now there's weeds in it. What happened? That's what I would have said. People spoke funny back then, I guess. So the householder said to them, or the planter guy said, an enemy has done this. So the slaves say, well, do you want us then to come away that we should be culling them? Should we cut the stuff out? And this is important. Verse 29. He says, no, by no means, lest at some time, while culling the darnel, the weeds, you should be rooting up the grain at the same time with it. Let both grow up together till the harvest, and then in the season of the harvest, I shall be declaring to the reapers, and in this parable, the reapers are angels of destruction, messengers of destruction, call first the darnel, that is, reap the darnel, take out the weeds, bind them into the bundles to burn them, yet the grain gather into my barn. Burn them, this is not a message of eternal torment, but it is a message that there is a false being planted among the true, and it looks just like it. That's what I've been saying to you, and that's what 2 Timothy says, and that's what 2 Corinthians 11 says, that Satan's messengers are being disguised as ministers of righteousness. Satan himself is a messenger of light, and the sons of the kingdom look very much like the sons of the wicked one. Billy Graham looks a lot like a good Christian, but he's not. He's an enemy. He's a weed. He's a tare. He's a stalk of darnel, and he looks darnel good, but he's not. And at the harvest, the Lord is going to come, and he's going to take them out. He's going to take them out. And we find this in the book of Revelation. If you've never seen my talk on this from Sacramento, holy cow. Anyway, that's a whole nother topic. But you are surrounded by everything that looks good, by people who look good, by people who talk the talk, and they might even walk the walk, but they don't have the foundation of Christ. God alone, Christ alone knows who are His. Well, He alone knows it, but then He whispers it to you, there's one of mine right over there. How do you know that? Because you give them the word of truth and they receive it with joy. Watch out for the imitation. Looks darnel good, but it's not. It's a falsehood. Stick to the scriptures, and you will not go astray. You are one of His. Remain in Him.